If you spend any time at all with Tina Packer, you hear a lot of this. Okay. It's that laugh, and it's infectious, and it's a big part of any conversation with her. Anyway, Tina Packer is the founding artistic director of Shakespeare and Company in the Berkshires, and she's taken on a role that seems a world away from Shakespeare. She's the lead in a one-woman show called Red Hot Patriot, the kick-ass wit of Molly Ivins. Molly Ivins, who died of cancer in 2007, was a Texas-raised journalist and political commentator, famous for her brash humor and tell-it-like-it-is wit. She delighted in skewering the politicians of the Lone Star State and others. In 1992, for example, after conservative Pat Buchanan spoke at the Republican National Convention, Ivins said his speech probably sounded better in the original German. And there's that laugh. So there's Tina Packer again, who's British-born and who spoke to us about playing Texan Molly Ivins on the stage.
Obviously, I've got to do a Texan accent because I don't know if you know Molly, but when she began her professional life, she didn't particularly have a Texan accent. By the time she, you know, towards the end of her life in her 60s, her Texas accent was real feek.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I figured she always had that accent.
No, no. It got stronger. And she actually says in the play, you know why I have this funny accent? Because I needed words with a little salt and chili in them. Why? Because I was dealing with morons.
So when you did that reading and then sort of went deeper into who Molly Ivins was, were you surprised about how she sort of took you over or how you identified with her? I mean,
yes, I was. I was really scared of it at first because of being English and thinking, this is really cheeky, me doing this Texan. Fortunately, I am an American. If I was not an American now as well, if I wasn't a citizen myself, I would think I don't have the right to do this. They need to find somebody else. On the other hand, I think my spirit and Molly's spirit are very similar.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And what you see is that she really felt that she needed to speak the vernacular because she wanted very much to say, I am a part of you, and I have some things to say. And I do actually think it was almost like a protective covering for her.
Interesting. And she comes across as so brassy and sort of out there. So it's interesting to hear you talk about that protective covering, someone who might have been vulnerable.
And I think, she says she was shy little Molly and alcohol, you know, allowed her to become a whirling dervish of fun. And I think that's absolutely right. And of course, you know, she did drink too much and eventually had to deal with it. And it was not easy for her to deal with it. And that's kind of one of the underlying tensions of the play. You know, and then by the time she was in 300 newspaper, when she was a syndicated columnist, you saw how much there was something called a persona called Molly Ivins. And where she was in that, I think, was one of the struggles of her life.
Oh, y'all know what that is. That is the AP machine. That's four bells. That means urgent news. Five bells is a bulletin. 10 bells is a flash. Now, 10 bells is only for very, 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 very important news, such as the president has recently pronounced nuclear correctly.
I wanted to ask you where you placed her in the sort of tradition of American and social political observers. In other words, I mean, I've heard her compared to people like Mark Twain.
Well, she is unique in as much as she's a woman. Abigail Adams might be her closest relative, you know.
Yeah.
But she has great alignment with people like Mark Twain because she's telling stories all the time.
Mm.
And I think this was one of the things that she inherited from Texas, I would say, not from her own family. She inherited from Texas.
This is meat and potatoes country. I would have given my left butt cheek for a salad. This one time in Montana, my steak came and it had this little sprig of parsley on top. So I wolfed down the parsley and I left the steak. The waitress, she looks at me with what I think was pity. She says, damn it, honey. If I'd have known you was going to eat it, I'd have washed it.
She had such an ability to turn a phrase, and I wanted to ask you about that, which must be so delightful for an actor to take it on. Yeah. And I was reading, for example, from a March 1992 column speaking of her Texan roots. I dearly love the state of Texas, but I consider that a harmless perversion on my part and discuss it only with consenting adults. I love that.
Well, I say that. I say it is a harmless perversion, and I get a laugh on it, you know. Although then I go on to point out how it's not really a harmless I mean, well, she does like it, the greedy, down-in-the-earth quality of Texans, you know.
Yeah.
Our pleasant, open vulgarity take, if you will, that great song from Lubbock. Scholars believe it is the only country and western title with a correct use of the subjunctive. I wish I were in Dixie tonight, but she is out of town. I mean, what she mixes up is the erudite or the pretend faux erudite with, you know, this vulgarity. And it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. I'd like to ask you, and this may be a difficult question because it sounds like you love all the material, but do you have a favorite moment or two in the play that you could just talk about?
You know, when she finally starts building her argument, and this is really quite serious, but we go through what happened to her personally. You know, her first true love, Hank Holland, was killed in a motorcycle accident. Her second true love was a biologist. She obviously was in graduate school, I think, by this time. It's not very clear when it is. But he got drafted in the Vietnam War, and he was killed. And the effect that has upon her, and then how she holds the Vietnam War in a very personal way.
The Vietnam War cost $123 billion. How much did that one bullet cost, huh? 63 cents? $1.20? Somebody knows! Oh, it has given me lifelong issues with rage. And thank God for that, eh? Thank God for lifelong issues with rage. And thank God for Texas.
The power of that is... And I really think it makes you think about where we are now, because obviously she would have liked the Obama revolution, but I don't know what she would have made of Obama now, you know, and his leadership at this point. And I think one of the things the play does is it doesn't necessarily give you any answers. What it does do is get you to think about some of the questions.
I read a terrific review of Red Hot Patriot, and I want to read a line from it. It says, anyone who has been around the Berkshires for a while knows Tina Packer's inimitable laugh. Well, you hear it plenty during this play, and frankly, it helps blur the lines between Packer and Ivins. You come to feel that Packer and Ivins were destined to merge into one character. So my question is, do you feel that close to her? Have you merged with Molly Ivins when you're on the stage?
I do, especially when I'm out there and the audience are laughing as well. It was the laugh that allowed me to start getting into her head. It's like about the idiocy of life somehow. And then when I'm playing her, I know what I'm going to say, so I have to suppress my desire to laugh while I'm saying it.
Tina Packer, thanks so much. This was such a pleasure.
It's been a real pleasure. Anytime.
And there's that laugh. And that's Tina Packer, the star of Red Hot Patriot, the kick-ass wit of Molly Ivins, which is playing at Shakespeare and Company through September 4th. For more information, check out our website, radioboston.org.
And one quick correction before we go. In our weekend picks segment, that wasn't Audra McDonald who sings Summertime in the ART's production of Porgy and Bess. You heard the beautiful voice of Nikki Renee Daniels, who plays the character Clara.
Glad we got that cleared up. Our show, Radio Boston, is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.